So tantric sex, the way I think of it really is sacred sexuality. So tantra is a really old tradition coming out of Kashmir in northern India. And those practices aren't what people think about if you think about tantric sex. We call it neo-tantra, like the new tantra. So sacred sexuality is a really present, connected, attuned way of making love. You're not necessarily having the goal to orgasm or release, sexual release, but the goal is much more spiritual. So it's about connection, about the energy that's cultivated between two people when you start to make love. And it's about reverence. So you're very much in a state of worship of each other rather than just grinding away to get a release and an orgasm. It's a very different approach.
When you say it's been around for a long time, do we know how long this technique has been used for?
Well, the ancient tradition really utilized this in a very different way. It was much more about reaching very high states of consciousness and meditations. They would use all different kind of energies to raise kundalini, which is this primal energy that would take them into a state of ecstasy and union with, like you could say, God or goddess. They did use some sexual practices for that, but it was very different context.
It sounds like you get to understand your body a bit more by following Tantra.
So it's very much about getting out of your head and into the moment. So sacred sexuality is very much almost a mindfulness or a meditation practice. So instead of really, pushing out an orgasm and going for gold in that way, slowing down and starting to really feel the subtle energy. A lot of people can be quite numb in the genitals. We, have to have a lot of stimulation to get off, whereas Tantra will really help people to slow down and feel the more subtle experiences of the body, the breath, just the subtle flickers of energy that aren't the massive fireworks, but the more subtle rivers of pleasure.
What would be the benefits then in doing this practice?
A more hardcore tantra practitioner would be using sacred sexuality to gain high states of consciousness and then move to meditation, elevate the kundalini, get these energies for use in their spiritual pursuit. And that's fabulous if that's what you're into. But the modern day couple can certainly, utilize sacred sexuality for a range of benefits. So might be to really express love on a really deeper level than perhaps not as mindful sexual interaction could be. There's meant to be a whole lot of healing benefits of not rushing to orgasm, but using the sexual energy and flowing it around and through the body. On a just more simple level, it's so relaxing and honoring, good for confidence and self-esteem and, opening the heart and feeling more love. All these things could be benefits of having a tantric experience.
What advice do you have for people who might be thinking about starting this technique?
There's certainly lots of tantric teachings out there which say don't have an orgasm where you ejaculate, try and become multi-orgasmic. So people with a penis can actually orgasm but not actually ejaculate. And people with a vulva can orgasm, but it's not as explosive, it's more implosive, if you can get a feel for that. As a sexologist myself, working with the everyday people in Queensland, I would never suggest that unless they were really, interested in that, and, had aspired to be that. I think for everyday people, it's just don't rush towards the orgasm, don't condense the body and push it out, but just let your body relax, have a lot of eye contact with your partner. Start to practice feeling the energy move between you.
Today on Risky Business, you're hearing from counsellor and clinical sexologist Ella Shannon, where you're getting some insight into the practice of tantric sex. It sounds like, slower seems to be not necessarily the goal of this practice, but a huge part of it. Why do you think, as humans, we tend to gravitate a bit more or want to have a faster paced sex life? Do you think we're all just thinking about this thing called the orgasm?
Yeah, I think we are a very orgasm-centric kind of world, and it's the big, finale, and it's great. And I am a big advocate for everyone having lots of orgasms. However, it can be too much of a focus, and so we miss out on a lot of pleasure and connection because we're just racing to an end goal rather than actually just stopping and being with each other. You know, certainly people that practice Tantra a lot might have really passionate, wild, animalistic, you know, moments of sexuality as well. So it's not to give the impression that it's just all this very slow, sensual experience. It may not be, but slowing down just helps, I think, everyday couples get really into their body, into their awareness of what's happening right now with my five senses as I experience this moment.
How do you think something like this can help relationship building?
What it really says is, you know, I'm not just having sex with you because I'm horny and I need to release. I am taking really some time out of my day to really be with you, to honor you, and just to see where that unfolds without pressure, without a certain goal at the end, just to be together. And if you can give that message to your partner, wow, you know, they're going to be a happy person.
Can it also help with things like sexual shame and maybe trauma that's happened to somebody?
Oh, absolutely. And I think just having that presence of not rushing, you know, there's certainly a lot of practices that Tantra or a sexologist could give to you around just really taking things slowly and getting out of the head as much as possible and feeling into the body and just going baby step until the nervous system says yes and not just the mind going, I should do this because people should have sex.
Is it only a practice for couples or is it something that, you know, as a single person they can explore as well?
It's absolutely for single people. So I'm a big encourager of self-pleasure, perhaps seeing that as a little bit different than masturbation. Again, in a similar way of not just quickly going to an orgasm or, you know, nothing wrong with porn. It's a great tool for masturbation, but not necessarily using it all the time or the mind will get lazy, similar to vibrators and things like that. They're lovely, but sometimes the mind can get a bit lazy. And actually just really slowing down and feeling the body and being with yourself. Perhaps there's not as much pleasure available without the normal tools that we use, but can just practice kind of touching yourself in a way that maybe feels a bit numb. Breathe into the hand and breathe into that body part. Can you notice anything there? And really start to bring back some awareness to more subtle pleasure rather than just chasing those grand explosions.
If you're having tantric sex, is it more pleasurable because you are understanding and feeling your five senses?
Well, I would say that for anything really. So if you're eating a donut and you're kind of scrolling on your phone and not really there, you're not tasting the delicious jam, you're not feeling the warmth of the donut, you're not noticing the smell and all the, you know, gorgeousness of that experience. Similarly to mindful sex, if you're doing it and thinking, oh God, how much longer is it going to go? Oh no, are they going to come first and I haven't had my turn? So on and so forth. Are you really in your pleasure? If you can just slow down and just feel, you know, the breath of the partner on your neck, feel your own breath in your body, feeling the more subtle pleasures of the whole experience, that's going to be a very different experience.
Why do you think people tend to not traditionally talk about things like this and the techniques that people use in the bedroom?
People are ashamed and we have just such strange expectations of what happens. You know, people think you need to be having sex really regularly, many times a week and for long periods of time and hard penises and squirting vulvas and all the things that you see in pornography. And they think, well, that's not what we do. We do pretty vanilla stuff. So I better not talk about that because I'm, you know, what will people think? Or they might say, oh, we do a little bit strange stuff. We better not talk about that because what will people think? And it's just not a topic that people are really willing to go into the nitty-gritty details of with each other. We're very sexualized. You know, there's a lot of sexual content out there, but really talking from a personal level. Yeah, it's a social etiquette, isn't it? It's sort of not meant to be talked about too much. So I think if more and more people knew that we're all so different and it's just about you finding that middle ground in your relationship of what feels good, that we could then just celebrate some of the in-between a bit more.